Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, May the 16th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time, really, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another important chapter, another important part in the show, the series that we've been talking about, and that is the three causes of neurological disconnection. And now we're going over the three causes of neurological interconnection or neurological connectivity. So when we talk about the neurons and we're talking about neurological connectivity, we're talking about combining the spirit realm and the physical realm. We're talking about taking the conscious brain, the subconscious brain, and the unconscious brain and connecting it with the field. That is the ether. That is source. That's prana. That's pneuma. That's ruach. That's God. So the ability to connect this ideal that you and I call self, this is the science of understanding how the brain creates an orgasm. And when we talk about an orgasm, I like that word because, again, it really brings about a specific perception because we think physical. And when we talk about a brain orgasm, which is the same or similar to a physical orgasm, except it doesn't involve the physicality, it involves mentality. So we're talking about a spiritual connection. This spiritual connection is beyond the pale of most people's ability to understand. And since most people don't understand the process, because none of us have been taught this stuff, and if people could listen, if there was a way to tune in, so to speak, to tune out the nonsense and to connect with spirit, that simply breaks everything down so that way you understand the journey. See, most people, not you, of course, but most people, they don't understand the journey. And so they, number one, they reject the journey. And then that rejection creates self-rejection. It creates self-hate. And then lastly, it creates self-shame and guilt of your past. And that shame, that guilt that comes from your past prevents you from embracing your future. The fact that you are unable to embrace, I mean, the inability to embrace the process. If there's something you've done in the past that you are ashamed of, that you don't feel a connection with, that's number one sign of self-hate. That's the number one sign of self-shame, self-guilt. That leads to self-hate. That leads to self-rejection. You will never, ever achieve success because it's impossible to have a brain orgasm because you're not able to connect self. You're not able to, because remember, this is a process of interconnectivity. It's not like no one-hitter quitter. It's not like everything is interconnected. Everything. So now think about that for a moment. If everything is interconnected, and it is, if everything is interconnected, if we're all one, if all the different aspects of your life is connected, why the hell would you be embarrassed or ashamed or feel guilty about something that you did in the past, in the present, or the future? Because if you reject it, you're rejecting yourself. That means you don't have the ability to connect with the self. That stops the brain from releasing feel-good chemicals. So the second key, number one, that we talked about yesterday, to understanding this remarkable process, this journey that you are on, is you have to accept yourself. That means you got to accept your past. Now, we've been breaking this down, these three steps, man, and this series is mind-blowing. Number one, you got to have self-acceptance. That's the first problem. Second problem is there's no self-love. The third problem, there's no self-image. So you look at your past, you look at your present, you look at your future, and you're rejecting it. That you tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth because you don't have the ability to connect with the true source of the self because you keep rejecting the self. And we're taught self-rejection. We're taught self-hate. We're taught self-shame. This is all taught. This is all learned behavior. So it's impossible to move forward when you think that there's a separation between the past, the present, and the future. They're all the same. So self-love is the best love. So today we're talking about self-love. What is self-love? Man, this is where the rubber meets the road. Because self-love is just self-compassion. Very few people understand how powerful self-love is. The fact that you feel something about something is an indication of something. Let me say it again. The fact that you feel something about something, that's an indication of something. I know people who are afraid to put their image on their own product. Now, I understand all of the reasons why. I've talked to high and low, somebody out to get you, somebody's not out to get somebody, want to take your money, the government, you know, the white man, the blue man, the green man, the Martians, the aliens, all of that's great. But the reason why they do that, because that's fear-based. Now, we don't call it fear, remember. We're educated now, so we don't use that word fear. We use other words, but it still have the same source. Because remember, everybody does things for a specific response or for a specific reason. knowingly or unknowingly, it doesn't matter, you're still doing everything for a specific response or a specific reason. Whether you know or not, whether you're cognitive or not, the universe doesn't, I can't say the universe doesn't care, but I can say that the universe doesn't care. Let me say that. God doesn't give him flying banana if you do not take the time to understand universal spiritual laws. God doesn't care. So the universe knows that you're suffering from something. Now, what is the problem? What are you suffering from? Well, we already talked about that. You're suffering from self-shame and self-guilt because of something that you did, that you said, or that you experienced in the past. And that self-guilt, that self-shame results in self-hate. That self-hate results in self-rejection. And since you are rejecting the self, you can't be the self. And so now we're talking about the solution to that. The solution is self-acceptance. But you can't accept yourself because you don't have self-love. And you can't love yourself because you've got a faulty self-image. You actually think that there's something that you've done in the past or in the present or the future that is ashamed, you're embarrassed, you want to separate yourself from that. That is a part of your growth process. That's a part of your learning. So what I teach in my life management system, and if you're not a member, you need to email me today, masterteacher33@gmail.com, and join the life management system. Why do we need to do that, brother? So that way you can over and understand what I teach and all my messages and everything that I do. And that is, man, you better get out of morality and you better get into causality. Now, there's a lot of moral people that's listening to my voice right now. You know, I know. I was raised in that same thing. But the problem with morality is you got definitions, and the definitions create anxiety and depression. You have a lack of optimism. We are all pessimists by nature. So we got to have a better way by which to recover from stress. And the best way to bring about self-compassion. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness, with the same, I'm going to use the word caring, with the same, you know, concerns or the same compassion that you would treat everybody else. It's amazing how we treat other people better than or different than we treat ourselves. Why is that? How do you show support to a good friend? When you're faced with a difficult situation, or you're faced with a personal mistake, or you're faced with a particular, you know, failure or feeling of inadequacy, why is it that you're so hard on yourself, but you're extending grace to everyone else? Now, let me make sure you understand this, brothers and sisters, because self-love is the ability to actually accept failure and quote-unquote inadequacies because they are actually an illusion. There is no such thing as a failure. There is no such thing as a mistake. There is just coaching opportunity or learning opportunities. So the inability to see the self. Now remember, every problem on earth is a self-image problem. Every problem on earth. At the end of the day, if you break it down seven layers, if you go ask the word why seven times, you're going to find out the basic core, you're not being God. That's the cause of every problem. The cause of every problem is you don't see yourself as God because you haven't been taught to see yourself as God. That's the problem. So now we can argue and debate till Jesus comes back about the problem, but that doesn't change the fact that the problem is the problem. So we got to deal with the problem. We're all adults. We're all big boys and girls. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's stop ignoring the truth. Man, it's time out for coddling and making excuses. You cannot put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. If something is going wrong in your life and in your business, in your relationship, it is your fault. It's not your mate's fault. It's not you assigned responsibility. I like talking to leaders because leaders, they like to delegate. But at the end of the day, you're the leader. At the end of the day, you delegated that to somebody who you put faith and hope in. So why did you put faith and hope in that individual? Because faith is the substance. And let me stop. Faith is substance. So your faith produces substance. Now, witches and wizards and black magic is putting faith and putting into some person. God's, they put faith into certain things. So let me make sure you are crystal clear on self-acceptance, self-love, self-image or self-worth and self-value. These three things produce a neurological substance in the brain that connects you with the field, with source, with the ether outside of you. The brain is not inside of the body. Actually, the brain is outside of the body. As we talked about it yesterday, the biology behind this is what, you know, Greg Braden talks about, Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about, all of these neuroscientists. My niece, my sister's daughter, just graduated. Now she's working on a PhD in neuroscience. And I was talking to her, and she did a little Facebook Live with her friend, so who's a biochemist. So she's a biochemist or vice versa. One's a neuroscientist, and so they were talking about the science behind all of the stuff that I talk about. And yesterday, on yesterday's show, I talked about ASMR. I talked about the automated sensory, and it should be primary meridian, but the meridian response. Everybody, you should activate your ASMR. But very few people over, under, and understand how to activate the ASMR. The autonomous, or the, I like to call it, automatic sensory. Because remember, the brain has a sensory. The computer doesn't. A computer has a CPU. A brain has an SPU. The S is for sensory. The sensory is your lymphatic system. And as you guys know, one of my clients, new clients I just met, Dr. T, who has a great products that she's developed, wrote a great book that breaks down the lymphatic system. She was diagnosed with cancer 30 years ago. They sent her home to basically DYE. 30 years later, she's still here, and she's helping other people overcome what? Things that they say. She had cancer in the lymphatic system. When you get cancer in your lymph nodes, it's a wrap for you, boo-boo. Unless you over, under, and understand ASMR. If you do not understand how to change your automatic sensory meridian response system, where you create sex in the brain, not sex on the brain. You can think about sex. That's one thing. But the brain, the neurons should be having sex in the brain. So in order for your neuron to produce a static tingling sensation between the neurons, that's called bridging the synapses gap. That's called bridging spirit and physical. So you take heaven and you bring it to earth. The science behind taking heaven and bring it to earth, that's what I've been teaching for 20 years. This is not a game. So when I started the Kingdom, when I started the Eagles Club, Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, scripturally and scientifically, I combined spirit and science when Negroes told me that it could not be done. And so in order to establish a neurological connection, this is the science of the brain. Everything starts with, number one, accepting the self. We talked about that yesterday. Number two, loving the self. We're talking about that today. Now, you probably think that you love yourself, but your activities prove otherwise. Why? Because you have more compassion to things outside of you than you have to with things inside of you. So how do you go about and establish compassion inside of yourself? Well, number one, like the Bible says, you got to bring everything into captivity. You have to, first of all, we got to stop the judging. Harsh criticism of the self. I don't care if you shot somebody in the head point blank range over a stick of bubble gum. Now, that's pretty graphic. That's pretty harsh. But you got to forgive yourself for any and everything that you've done, quote unquote, wrong. Now, I don't know what led up to you shooting a guy in the head over a stick of bubble gum. Hey, maybe he took the slice of bubble gum without asking. I don't know. But whatever you beating yourself up about, whatever negative event recall that is going on in your brain right now, that negative event recall, remember, that brings about that creates a gap between the neurons that can't be bridged. There is no bridge. You're not building. This is called soul bridging. I'm building a bridge between my soul and your soul. I'm building a bridge between my soul and God's soul. So the more bridges that we can build, the more connectivity, the more gray brain matter, the more neurological network. So if you want to build a great organization, if you want to build a great company, if you want to build a great relationship, if you want to build a great family, if you want to build a great community, if you want to do anything great, you got to bridge the gap between you and that individual, that purpose, I mean, that person, that place, that thing. So, Brother Will, that's great. How do I build the gap? The gap? You got to use your soul. It's called soul bridging. You take your spirit, and your spirit connects with somebody else's soul, and that releases chemistry. That chemistry then produces currency. So now we vibing. So my spirit and your spirit uses each other's soul, and we connect. So it's my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect connect with yours. But I got to connect with my own first. So before I can build a bridge with you, I got to build a bridge with myself. So it is, how do I build a bridge with myself? Number one, self-acceptance. We talked about that one yesterday. That is huge. There's very few people who accept themselves. The number one reason you can't accept yourself if you don't know yourself. How can you accept yourself and you don't know yourself? When I ask people every day, I can ask you right now, if I brought everybody and if I muted everybody's mic and I ask you, who are you? I guarantee you, you will respond with what you do. Unless you're a member of the Life Management System, Kingdom Inaps Training Center, you've been listening to my teachings. That comes straight from source. Who are you? Okay, you are God eternal within the body. You are a source. See, there is no you. According to Galatians, it says that I have been. Now, the word have been, that's past tense, in the past. So everybody got a self-image problem. So your cells are immortal. Your cells are innate, and your cells are in God, so to speak. That's 225 scriptures that says to be in Christ. So when I say I have been crucified with Christ, what am I saying? If I say I have been given everything that I need for life and godliness, what am I saying? Well, Galatians chapter 2:20 tells me that there is no I. There's just we. So we are all blood cells inside of the body of Christ. There's many members, but there's one body. The fact that you think that you're an individual is the problem. The fact that everybody listening to this call, you got your individual rights. Hey, Brother Will, shit, is me, my foe, and no more, brother. Or you're a Luciferian, and you got the thing that Kanye and, you know, all of the rappers wear. Do as thy wilt. The number one order of the Luciferian agenda. If it feels good, do it, boo-boo. Bump how other people feel. The fact that you think the world evolves around you, that's the problem. Because the I is the ego. The ego has been crucified. That means your ego should be dead. But how do you kill the ego? I am crucified with Christ. So I have been crucified with Christ. So it is Christ. And so when the oil comes up the 33 bones in your back and it crosses the medulla oblongata and it goes into the cranium and it enters into the holies of holies, the sphenoid area of the brain where it touches the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, and it activates the pineal gland, and the light comes on, that's Christ. So I, my ego, is only crucified with the oil, and then I no longer have a self-agenda. Then I now live with Christ, with light, with opening, with gnosis, with awareness, with consciousness, with perception. Now I have empathy, and I have sympathy. I am now on the electromagnetic path. I am empathic. So now I can communicate telepathically using my empathic. So in order for me to communicate with you, I got to connect with you empathically or sympathetically using my synapses, nerves, or my sensory system. So it is my limbic system that I'm going to commute with you, using the 12 primary meridian lines, which is part of the ASMR. It's an automatic response. You can't think about it. It's automatic. But it only happens when you love yourself. It starts when you accept yourself, when you love yourself, and you see yourself the way God sees yourself. How does God see you? He doesn't see you. He just sees the oil that he put inside of you. When God looks down, he doesn't see individuals. When God looks down, he sees himself. So again, if you're not being God, then God doesn't see you. That means you're an individual. You're a rogue cell. They call those cancer cells in the body. So a cancer cell is a cell that doesn't communicate with the other cells. Is that you? So are you a cancer cell in humanity? So you mean to tell me it's just you? You don't agree with nobody. You're a lone ranger. You go out to the woods and you hug trees and it's just you. You don't associate with nobody. You can't get along with nobody. People bother you. People get on your nerves. I know gurus who tell me that. And I just shake my head because I know that they ain't got a snowball. They've exited. It's through the spirit of cooperation, not competition. There's enough to go around for everybody. If you're operating in a sense of concern, which is the new buzzword for fear, that's how you know that you're not having a brain orgasm. You're having concerns. You're operating out of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What fear, what concerns does God have? Now, remember, source is all-knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simplistic, and it's all benevolent. So if you have any feeling other than those five, then you have separated from source. You're a cancer cell. You're a rogue cell. You're bumping into other cells, and you're calling cellular damage. You probably took some excitotoxins. You either ate some alku, or you ate some cane, or you took something that caused the cell to become excited, and the cell became so excited it stopped communicating with the other cells because of the excitotoxins. So now you got cell toxicity. So once the cells is toxic, as the great Dr. Sabi said, once you get too much mucus in the cell then becomes a rogue cell. It hangs up the phone. It stops communicating with the other cells, and it bump into the other cells, causing cellular damage to other cells. And if you get enough of rogue cells together, they form a mass or a lump in the body called cancer, and that cancer will eat through your body because cancer cells multiply 10 times faster than regular cells. And so once the body becomes acidic, but the only way that the cancer cell can live is it got to have what? Chugar. That's code for sugar. So cancer cannot live unless, number one, it has glucose in the body. The next thing that cancer got to have, it has to be an acidic. The body must have a pH balance that's below 7.5 in order for it to grow organically. So, and then the last thing that it needs is it needs ignorance. Cancer must have your brain operating in a negative environment. You got to be a pessimist. You cannot be an optimist. So the fact that you don't accept yourself, if you see things that you've done in the present or in the past as ugly, cancer, sugar. I don't care what you did in the past, because that probably was the ego. It probably wasn't the spirit. So Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. So how can a dead man live? Can somebody please explain that to me? Because your cells are immortal. They can't not die, but the ego can. Because the ego is on a different frequency, a different wave, a different vibration. The ego rejects your image. You are one with God. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You can walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you should fear no evil. You got the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and that mountain must move. See, it is done unto you as you believe. So the fact that you don't believe that you got the attributes and characteristics of God, you don't have the attributes and characteristics of God. Since you think you are an individual, you don't know that you're an individual expression of God. You think you're an individual expression of your ego. So you're disconnected from source. So the brain connects to things, if we want to use that word, outside of us, so that way those things become us. So you're getting all your information from outside of your head. So this is like a virtual reality simulator. That's what all the scientists say. Spiritually or biblically, what they're saying is that there is no I, meaning exactly what it says in Galatians 2:20. So Hebrews 11:1 says the exact same thing. Hebrews 6:1 says the exact same thing. In fact, all through the Bible, the whole Bible is a book about you, how you should establish self-love, because self-love is the best love. Meaning, Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But Christ lives in me now. and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son, which is the Son, which is the sum of God, and God is the grantor of dollars, or the grantor of destiny, or the grantor of diakonia, who loved me and gave himself for me. So if you don't love yourself, you can't be yourself, because yourself is loved by Source, because Source gave himself, if you want to use that word, for yourself. So Source loved you. He gave you the sum total of him. So the sum, the S-U-M, is the total of all the numbers that's in your chart that I gave you that activates, again, the ASMR. So in order to have a brain orgasm where the brain creates a feeling that is a aura, it's your chi, and it begins at the scalp and it moves down the back of the neck, down the spinal cord, and it goes all the way down to the sacrum. That's called the Kunda buffer. And then it comes back up. That's called the Kundalini. And so once you understand how this process takes place biologically, now you don't need no scriptures. Now, do you want to keep the scriptures? Sure. I'm not saying you should do away with them, but what I'm trying to express to you today is that people will argue over that because they don't understand. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. So the narrow road represents your narrow spine. So let me make sure you understand how to activate your automatic sensory meridian lines. You got, if you go to Google and type in primary meridian lines, look at them. That's your lymph node system. That activates all of the other systems. It controls your nervous system. It controls your endocrine system. It controls your muscular system. It controls your skeletal system. All systems of the body is controlled by you. And how do you control those? You control those systems by understanding how narrow is the gate that leads to life. See, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because when you enter by the narrow gate, that's the spinal cord. Because the wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. So there are many who go by that gate. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. So the narrow, the spinal cord, the spinal column is the narrow way that leads to life. Notice it didn't say morality. So broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. So we need to activate the brain. So we need to establish God's cosmology by using biology and theology. It's the combination of those three, that three-stranded cord, cosmos, biology, theology, is not easily broken. And so your self-image is all tied into your ability to understand how do I establish a brain organism, brain orgasm, and an organization. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. So 2 Corinthians is the key to understanding how I establish self-love. Now, there's a lot of people that got a lot of different other techniques. Remember, I don't do techniques. I don't do technology, and I don't do trinkets. So I don't have techniques or technology or trinkets. But what I got is cosmology, theology, and biology. So I use that three-stranded cord because, again, since 8, and I'm a lot older than 8 right now, those three-stranded cords has not, they're not, the Bible is 100% true. 100%. You just got to understand how to decode it. The cosmology, the gospel in the stars, 1,000% true. Biology, 1,000,000,000% true. So if you can understand the Bible, if you can understand the body, and if you can understand cosmology, you got a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. So, okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, but how do I love myself, man? Okay, 2 Corinthians says it this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Let's start with verse 4. If you can wrap your brain around this, it is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Bam. Drop mic, extra stage left. Put down that technology, homie. Don't go out and buy no Neuralink. and put no damn computer chip in your head. If you do, you just sign a contract with Lucien Favre that I don't know if you can get out of that one. That one's deeper than the blood contract. You cannot use technology, man. It's coming. They're going to try to put something in your brain or in your arm or somewhere to try to make you. It's all in the movies already. Y'all seen the movie Upgrade? If anybody has not seen the movie Upgrade, it's on Netflix, man. Y'all got to watch the movie Upgrade. Remember, you heard it here first. Your boy Elon Musk, he already came out with it. It's called Neuralink. It's already out. And it establishes a new neuropathy, and it controls your neurobiology. This is called a neurosis of the eye. Now, remember, the neurosis eye, this produces what is called a nanostorm. So the eye of every storm starts with, again, the neuron. That's why the neuron has dendrites. The word dendrites in the Greek means tree. It's the tree of life, homie. Why do you think God put an angel with a flaming sword in his hand, and that way you can't come back into the brain and mess with the brain? Because source code already knew that there was going to be some fool that was one day going to come up with some freaking technology or some trinket or freaking some technique to get back into the tree, back into the Garden of Eden, and try to get you back to the tree of life or the tree of knowledge of good and evil using technology. They're trying to come back into the sheepfold another way. That's why he put an angel. I already talked about it before. He put a cherubim with a flaming sword in his hand. I did a 7-hour series on what that means. That is the neurosis of the eye of the storm, of the eye of Horus. That's why we got hours in a day. As I said before, hours, H-O-U-R-S, is Horus, H-O-R-U-S. When you put in hours at work, you're putting hours into the eye of the storm. So the eye of every storm is textured or structured sound. Oh man, I don't know if I can get into. I'm not no meteorologist, but I'm talking about this from a neurological perspective. I need you to understand, brother. They after the dendrites, they after the axons, they after the neurons, because the nucleus, they after your freaking brain, because the brain is a freaking biological computer that connects you with source code. And so if I can control your brain, I can disconnect you from source. And so it's all about you mind. They mind effing you because the brain is outside of the body. It's not inside of the body. That thing that's in your brain, that's a computer. That's just a piece of hardware. The real brain is in your aura. It's in your chi. It's in your prana. It's in pneuma. So they really are after your spirit. They ain't after your soul, because the soul takes its orders from the spirit. So you got a whack spirit. So that means you can say stuff like, oh, the father said this, the father said that. No, boo-boo, you got the wrong father. Because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So the inability to connect with prime creator, the inability to connect with source code, you got Jehovah, you got Beelzebub, you got Asmodeus, you got Leviathan, you got Samael, you got all of these other little G's. Because of the inability to understand how to connect cosmology with theology using biology. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Well, what are they, Brother Will? They are mighty. Well, what do you mean by mighty? They are mighty through the grantor of destinies to pulling down strongholds. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a neurological network in the brain. Right now, you got the wrong neurological network, because the network was established and it was built for you, as we talked about in part one, by your parents, by the caregivers that established your neurological network from the time 0 to 8. That neurological network in your brain got to be replaced. How do we replace it? We got to go through. You can't use neuro-linguistical programming. You can't use hypnosis. You can't use yoga, Tai Chi. You can't throw no salt over your shoulder. You can't say 15 Hail Marys. You can't go in the dark closet and pray. All of those things are great techniques. All of those things help. But what you got to do? Bring every thought into captivity. What do we do when we examine the thought? Because what is the thought? A thought, the neurons take their orders from the thought. See, your thoughts are not your own. You got to examine the thoughts, and you got to change the thought. What does that mean? That means you got to write your own narrative. As I've been saying for 20 years, right now you're not pulling down strongholds in every thought. pulling down. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the granter of destiny, against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one with the oil that they need to turn on the lamp so they that way they can see when they're inside of the office. See, you got the oil, the Christos, the anointing, the salve, S-A-L-V-E, that gives us the word salvation, salve nation. It's the salve for the nation. It's the S-A-L-V-E nation. So salvation is an oil for the nation. So the oil for the nation is inside of your spinal cord. So that narrow way that's in the middle of your back, that's why it's called a pyramid. The word pyramid, it means pyro. It means fire, middle of the back. Fire in the middle of your back. So the pyramid power, and it's not in no freaking Egypt. It's not, God has not written his laws on tablets of stone, Egypt, anymore. Now, he used to, not no more, boo-boo. God has not written his laws on tablets of stone anymore. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So my question to you, who's your daddy? Now, if your daddy's not prime creator source code, okay, this message is not for you. Because you may be of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. Me, however, I'm here to do the work of source code. I'm here to do the work of the prime creator. I'm here to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. How am I going to do that? I'm going to bring every imagination. That means my soul. That means I got to bring my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination. The word imagination is the word image nation. That's the word magic nation. That's where we get the word magic or magi or magistrate. So when you go to court, you see the magic straight. It is the magic state. So everything, that's why they wear black robes. This is all ceremonial magic. And what is the magic that they're using? They're using abracadabra. I create what I speak. When you go to court, they speak legalese. When you go to church, they speak Christianese. So depending on what culture or where you're at, there's a language that controls that culture because the God of language, his name is Language. So I don't use language. I don't use symbols. I use telepathy. I use spirit. I use mental disposition. So when I communicate to you, you can talk all you want. All I hear is wah, 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 wah. I'm just reading your aura and your chi. Now, I ain't got to meet you in person. I can pick up your chi if you're on freaking Pluto because I read energy. So the new currency, my brother, the new currency, my sister, is energy. It ain't freaking paper, and it damn sure ain't letters, and it ain't numbers. It's currency. Now, those are symbols of the current. Now, you need the symbol to interpret the current until you don't need the current. Now, I don't need people's names and numbers no more. All I need is the energy because I'm an energy inspector. So the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. I don't use carnal. Carnal is fleshly. Carnal is numbers. Carnal is symbols. So I don't love myself based upon my symbols, behavior. My behavior is a symbol of a deeper substance. I do what I feel. So I don't judge what I do. I judge what I feel. So I ask myself, if I go steal something tomorrow, I'm going to ask self, why did we go steal something? We didn't have enough money. Why we didn't have enough money? Well, we didn't sell enough Deer Canary reports. Why we didn't sell enough Deer Canary reports? We was putting our energy into something else. Why were we putting energy into something else? Because we was out, trying to save the whales and we trying to hug trees. Why were we out trying to save whales and hug trees? Because, well, we are six. Why are we a six? Because source code designed us to be sixes. So designed me to be a six. Well, the source code designed me to go and care for people? No, he did not. So why are we doing that? So that's mismanaged and misappropriation of funding. So what I'm doing, I'm mismanaging and I'm misappropriating my energy. Everything comes down to a mismanagement and a misapplication of energy. So all I got to do is teach, Brother Will, do not mismanage. Do not misappropriate. Do not misapply your energy. Your energy, your chi, is given to you by source to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And the only way that you can do that is to know self. So that goes back to number one, self-acceptance. Okay, do I know my numbers? Yes, I do. 6339. Okay, those numbers, what do they mean? Those are symbols of a deeper substance. I got to love that. So the problem that everybody have is, number one, they cannot accept because they don't know. Everything starts with, again, gnosis, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So you're fighting with the wrong weapon. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal. Stop fighting people. Stop being angry when people disappoint you. They disappoint you because they're disappointing themselves. If somebody disappoint me, I know that the person that's disappointing me is disappointing themselves. They got an image problem. They don't see themselves as source. Because if they saw themselves as source, we all come from the same source. If we all come from the same source, we all got the same goal. So there's no misapplication of funding because we all are applying the energy for the same goal. What is the same goal? Do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. The goal is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The first is like the second, to love your neighbor as yourself. No self-love, no neighbor love. So if you don't love me, I know you don't love yourself. So if you got a problem with me, you got a problem with yourself. So I don't fight people. I just love self. The greatest power you got on earth, and this is going to be difficult for some people to understand, is inattention is your greatest weapon. Somebody should write that down. Let me say that again. My greatest weapon is inattention. The louder you yell and jump up and down, the less attention that you get from me. As one of my ex-client knows very well, used to text me. One time I got like 20 texts on Christmas Day. My wife was like, damn, are y'all in a relationship or what? I did not return not one text. Inattention, because remember, energy flows where attention goes. Where should your attention be? Answer, on those four numbers inside of yourself, because your ego is dead. Now, I know that somebody listening to this message, they're gonna go out and buy themselves some hair, new hair. They're gonna go get their nails done. They're gonna go get their feet done. They're gonna go get a massage. They're gonna go out and they're gonna put all their money on their flesh. That's not what I said. Now, I know you're going to probably misinterpret what I said. I said you should put all your time, all your energy, and all your resources on those four numbers inside of your flesh. That's what I said. Because if you do that, that activates the brain. And that the brain takes over and releases chemicals that take over the lymphatic system. Then you're able to cast down imagination. You're able to bring every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of the grantor of your destiny. So there's things that's trying to keep you from fulfilling your destiny. As I keep telling y'all, this ain't got nothing to do with morality. This has to do with destiny. Because the word sin means hamantano. Hamantano means your lot. It means your share. It means your destiny. The enemy knows that you put down here to be God. He doesn't want you to be that. He wants you to be a lawyer or a doctor or a scientist or a Uber driver or a, you know, freaking McDonald's, you know, employee. That's what he got. That's the plan he got for you. Source code, he wants you to be God on earth. He wants you to carry yourself like a freaking lion with the vision of an eagle where you can see through the smoke and mirrors. And you can cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Christ Christos oil. That's the crystal light matrix inside of your body. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. The greatest revenge is inattention. To what? Anything outside of purpose. Let me say that again. The greatest revenge is what? Inattention. To what? Anything that's not taking you in the direction of your purpose. Let me say that again. Anything and any person. There's a lot of people who don't want you to be you. Now, they don't know. Remember, you don't fight against people. Your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your children, love them unconditionally. They may not even know what they're doing. They're not the enemy. The enemy is you. Your inattention to purpose and your attention to non-purpose, that's the problem. Self-love is a lack of love of purpose. Because self-love is purpose-based. as I've been saying with everything that I've done, every book is purpose-based. I got a book called Purpose-Based Business. Emphasis on the word purpose-based. Because a lot of people, they listen to, there's some people who listen to half of this, there's some people who tuned into this message, they've already disconnected. And so they didn't get the true, they disconnected and said, hey, Doc said to go out and love myself. So I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm going to take my whole check, and I'm going to blow it on me, myself, and I. I'm going to take myself out to dinner. We're going to go out and then, hey, bump the rent. God going to make a way. I'm believing Jesus that he's going to make a way and pay my bills because I blew all my money on myself. Good luck with that, boo-boo. I already tried it, and I'm telling you, that dog does not hunt. It's very important, brothers and sisters. All of my energy, all of my focus is on 6339, which is just all threes. Six is my six comes from the number 33. So what are your numbers? How much time and energy did you spend today focusing on the substance behind the numbers? So the six represents compassion. The three represents creation. The other three represents creativeness. The nine represents royalty. It represents excellence. It represents style. So much time did I spend today on being excellent, on doing shit at a high level. Just don't throw out something raggedy. Just if you're going to do it, dog, do it right. How much time did I spend on coming up with something outside of the box? How much time today did I spend tapping into the ether, tapping into the field, tapping into the source, tapping into the, you know, the quantum consciousness, Christ consciousness? How much time did I spend with the other three creating something from that creative connection outside of this planet? And then the last number is the six. How much time did I spend today using my royalty to be and my creativity to create something that is compassionate? If I do anything today outside of those four numbers, which is a bigger expanse of the 12 numbers, and those 12 numbers represents my 12 cranial nerves. And if you go to Google and if you type that in, the circle of Willis, as I talk about before, that's where those 12 cranial nerves come together. That is the den of enclosure. That's the den of pleasure. That's the Garden of Eden. There is an angel with a sword. Notice the sword is the word. Take the S and put it at the back. Words. Your words are your sword. Pick up your sword. That's why I love the movie King Arthur and the Legend of the Sword. Because only the king can pull the sword from the stone. And only the king can wield the sword. Only a king can put his words in a specific order to provoke and invoke a specific response. Only a king and only a queen can do that. No peasant can use words to provoke a response because there is no frequency. There is no wave. There is no vibration. There is no dunamis power in the words. There is no tone in your voice that establishes the speed of your choice. So you can talk all day, homie. You ain't going to move me. It is only when you are a king and when you are a queen, and when you know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, is when you come into that true disposition, then know that you are an individual expression of God on earth. And you carry yourself as a freaking king. You carry yourself as a lion. That's when, my brothers, them demons will say, oh, have you come to torment us before our time? Bid us that we may go into those pigs. And you say, yeah, get up on out of here, homie. You see, my brothers and sisters, you have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. All power of the enemy, homie. All power. I don't got no damn problems. All power of the enemy. You see, you gave your power away. You might want to get your power back. All power of the enemy. You have power over all power of the enemy. You're mismanaging your power. I tell my children, when they call me to complain about something that's going on in their life, and I tell them the same thing I learned when I was 13, and I called my brother, and I say, man, I'm getting my ass smoked over here, homie. What you gonna do? He say, bruh, I'm 200 miles from you, man. Ain't nothing I can do for you, man. You got to figure it out for yourself. So I'm going to tell you the same thing my brother told me. Ain't nothing I can do for you, boo-boo. Thankfully, source code has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Notice in Luke 10:19 says something that is extremely important when it comes to self-love. Brothers and sisters, this is powerful. Verse 18 says, he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. See, your enemy has already been defeated. Now, this ain't no feel-good T.D. Jakes message. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-mm. Hell no. This is practical application. No shouting, no jumping, no emotional response. Step-by-step system. Science. Practicality. Cosmology. Theology. Biology. How does my brain work, brother? Luke 10:18. See, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. When you bring down the imagination inside of your body, there is a biological response. When the nerves or when the neurons are activated. So when we're talking about ASMR, now we're talking about how you are a neuron. You're creating a neuron storm in the brain. Your brain power is activated, and that creates a brain orgasm inside of the brain. So your brain now starts to do something. The brain is so powerful that the brain says, hey, we need to activate all systems. It's like all systems go. So the brain is the hub, but the brain gets its instructions from thought that you should give it, but it was already given by somebody else. So the brain is looking for a programmer because the brain already since 8. So your brain is asking you, man, we not want to carry out the orders of no 8-year-old child. Please tell us that something else. We tired of rejecting ourselves and acting like we ain't got no power. I'm tired of acting powerless. I want my power to be full. The glass is not half full. It's not half empty. It's overflowing. Your brain is like, man, please give me something to work with. So from a biological perspective, your brain is waiting on words. Because the brain is looking for internal stimuli. Right now, your brain is getting external stimuli. The brain is being triggered to have an orgasm-like response and sensations throughout the entire body because of external stimulation. And the brain is asking you, please, can we go into the holies of holies? Your brain is asking you, please, can we go into the holy place? Can we go in and sup with the Father? Can we go in and see the Father face to face? Can I go see the Father face to face? Can I sit at his feet? Can I kneel at his throne? Can I cast my pearls? Can I cast my crown at the Father's feet? The brain is asking you to please turn off all this external stimulation. And let's go in and get some internal revelation. Your brain is begging you, please, man, can we spend some time alone with the Father? Can we please hang out in the holies of holies, in the sphenoid brain, in that holy place where it's quiet, where the only thing that's in there is no sound. Vibration is an interruption of silence. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. What we are doing right now is an interruption of God. It's not connection. It's not connecting to God. The more you talk, the less you walk. Somebody should write that down. The more you talk, the less you walk. Unless your talking is given instruction so that people can start walking. See, if you walk in the spirit, it didn't say nothing. If you walk, it didn't say run. If you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So it is this internal, it's the inner verse that overrides the outer verse. So scientists have finally got up to speed to what the Father has told me a long time ago, and that is use your five senses to reprogram your inner verse. So I started when I was, I tell you guys, when I was a young whippersnapper way back in the day when I was in college, when I said, where there's a will, there's an A. And I said, hey, if that works with grades, guess what? It works with everything else. It works with money. And so I started telling myself, I just started speaking to myself, I am wealthy, I'm a millionaire, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. And I started putting, I put it on a tape. And at night when I went to sleep, I hit play and I let it play all night. It was on autoplay. So I, 8 hours, I reprogrammed myself with my inner voice that was based upon the words of my choice that came from source. And according to all of the scientific research on the ASMR, they break down how it produces a feeling that's like little fireworks going off inside of the brain. Because the neurons and the synapses, now they are able to bridge the gap because they build a gap between the two neurons. This is inside of the Bible in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance. Faith is substance. Oh, man. I wish, I'm hoping and I'm praying that you get it. Faith is substance. So if you want to build something, you need faith. Let me say that again. This is now, again, we're talking about self-love. So how do I start loving myself? I got out of morality and I got into God's mentality. And I asked God, how do you create the universes, Father? How do you create the world? He told me. So I went to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's wrap this up. This is the key to love. Now, I know you can love everybody. Six. You have no problem with sharing love with people, and you love everybody, and, you know, you guys get to the planet. I know. You know what? I didn't. Let me finish before I read Hebrews 11. We finished with Luke 10. We were 18, but we didn't have to read 19. So Luke 19 says, see, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So today forward, stop being concerned. Stop operating out of fear. Now, I understand, you know, you're in business and there are certain things that due to proprietary information and due to, you know, people, you know, there are some ruthless people out here and you got to operate in stealth. Sometimes you just can't go out and just, hey, just tell everybody your plans. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you should never, ever, ever have a concern that somebody can take your numbers and use them better than you. Ever. Ever. Never. That's fear. You mean to tell me if now me and Dr. Span have pretty much the same numbers, but me and Dr. Span, we don't have the same experiences. So there is no way on God's green earth I can be Dr. Span. I know I'm not, number one, I'm not from Maryland. Number two, I'm not female. Number three, I did not grow up with her mother and her father and have her life experiences. There's no way on God's green earth I or anybody can be a freaking threat to Dr. Span. She should never, ever, ever have a thought, not freaking one thought of inferiority, ever. Now, she may not have a thought of superiority, but she damn sure should be no thoughts of inferiority. She should fear no man, no woman, no child on this earth. Nobody can be Dr. Span except Dr. Span. They're like, nobody can be Master Teacher 33 but Master Teacher 33. That's what that means. There's nobody listening to this call that should have a concern that somebody can steal you and be you better than you. Really? You see, in the New Living Translation, it says, look, I have given you authority. Notice how you got the authority. Did you get the authority from the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Did you get your authority from your degree from Princeton? Did you get your authority because you're black? Did you get your authority because you're white and you got white privilege? Did you get your authority because you're a freaking midget? Did you get your authority because you're a freaking giant? Did you get your authority because you're a freaking 5'0"? Or did you get your authority because you're 7'5"? Hell no. You didn't get your authority. You got your authority because of source code. And if to the day that you can accept your authority is the day that you walk in your authority. That's why I'm not interested in no freaking credentials. So you graduated and you got freaking 15 degrees. Wow. I know homeless people that got 15 degrees, Negro. Tell me something. Do you know who you are? And do you know who your father is and your mother? And do you know that you come from a royal kingdom? Are you still walking around here thinking that you're somebody's boy? Let's talk about that. You see, brothers and sisters, we got a faulty self-image. What Luke chapter 10, verse 19 is telling us is that we have been given authority over. You don't have to go and pay no homage. You don't need no freaking overseer. Have you considered the ant? They don't have no overseer. Yet every day they go out and they do what they're supposed to do. Source code. Prime Creator has given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. So everybody, take a deep breath. Realize that, okay, God has not given me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Okay? Everybody got that? Can you accept that? Keep reading that scripture. Maybe you got to do like I did. Maybe you got to say that on a tape or a video, and you got to play it to yourself every day over and over again, just have it on a loop. Where it plays all day, put you some nice worship music in the background, or put you some Kenny G or some smooth jazz or something in the background that, you know, relax you, take you some CBD oil, you know, or whatever you got to do, homie, to get you into a relaxed state of mind so that way you can assimilate. God has not given me a spirit of fear. So why? And that the new buzzword, God has not given me a spirit of concern. So why are you concerned about what Donald Trump is doing? I don't give a damn if he built a wall or not. Yeah, and when my father is great, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If he build a wall, I can tear it down. Now, I ain't going to personally go over there and tear it down, but my neurons is going to connect with your neurons, and we're going to connect with other neurons all around the globe, and I don't care what they doing, we are more powerful than they. So once you understand that, then you don't operate in the spirit of fear, but you operate in the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Notice it says love. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But he gave us a spirit of love. Why? God is love. He didn't create it. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has given us, again, how did you get it? Oh, you went to Brown. Oh, you went to an HBCU, and they gave you love. And, oh, you went to, you know, Potter's house up in Dallas, and T.D. Jakes laid his hands on you, and he, you know, he anointed you as the ambassador of love. And, Negro, you got love. You was born with it. It came from source. Can no man, because if a man, whatever man can give you, a man can freaking take from you. That's why I don't get nothing from men. I don't recommend you do that either. If you get something, you get a gift, make sure you get it from God. Because guess, God's gifts are not without recompense. He's not an Indian giver. If he give it, you got it. It ain't based on your morality. Oh, you stop tithing? Okay, give me my anointing back. That's not how my God works. Now, yours might be a little different from mine. But my God, he's not an Indian giver. So 2 Peter 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So y'all Negroes, stop doing that, man. Stop operating in fear and concern. Non-Negroes too. It's time for you to operate in power, operating love, and operating with a freaking sound mind. Stop being double-minded. Stop saying, okay, Doc, I'm for you today, but you know what? You didn't call me last night, man. It was my birthday. You ain't send me no flowers, so I'm not feeling you right now, Doc. You know what I'm saying? I'm pissed off because of the fact that, you know, it was my birthday and you didn't call me. Up, you know what, Doc, you know what, man, you said that you was going to do this, and you didn't do it, so, you know, bump you and your horse you rode in. Okay, boo-boo, that's not unconditional love. Like, I'm on another vibration than you. So we really can't tribe together, ride together, because we ain't vibing together. Y'all better stop this unequal yoking. You bring people into your relationship, into your organization, into your business, into your family that you're not a vibrationally match for. And it's causing vibrational problems. Yeah, you might not want to do that, boo-boo. Why? Because you got to love yourself. Why we got to love ourselves? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to me, man, I keep saying every scripture I read, I say that's my favorite. I love the whole Bible, man. I talk a lot of trash about the Bible, but let's not get it twisted. I was born at night, but I was not born last night. The Bible is still the greatest book ever written. I don't give a damn who read it, how they try to manipulate it. It's still the most powerful book once you decode it. Hebrews chapter 11. This is the foundation of establishing a brain orgasm. So you have sex in your brain every day, all day. Every day I'm on cloud nine. I have to dumb myself around people. I do. I got to dumb myself down because people don't understand why. They're like, well, this dude, you know, I mean, he all right. He got a new car, but it's just a Camaro. It's not like it's a freaking Maserati or a damn, you know, Lamborghini or something. Why y'all posting up on Facebook? And he got a nice house, you know, it's all right. Man, but damn, it ain't no like, I know some houses a lot bigger than that. I mean, man, what he got, like 3,000-4,000 square feet? I've seen some houses that got 10,000 square feet. Why y'all like posting up in his backyard? So he goes to the gym and work out. I seen the dude. I seen him. He's kind of little, actually. Yeah, he got a little. He got a little muscles. But I mean, shit. He ain't. You know, he ain't no Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he don't look like The Rock. Let's keep it real. I mean, Doc, all right. But you know, he act like he balling out of control. Negroes always trying to rain on my parade. They trying to understand my joy. See, they don't know where I came from, though, boo boo. So people may not understand where you came from. They don't understand why your neurons are firing and theirs are not. See, my neurons are firing because I understand how to fire them. So I hire neurons. I interview neurons every day. I say, come here on my neurons, okay? I'm establishing a life management center around the globe, and I'm going to have life management centers all over the place, and I'm going to have facilitators all over the place. And inside of that, it's going to be my own personal library. Right now, I got 50 books. I'm going to pump out probably another 50, maybe another 100 books. And then with my audio shows, I got enough information just with me to fill up a whole library. So I'm going to have people, you know, people come in. They're going to purchase my content. They're going to have questions. And I need facilitators. So I'm going to train you to do exactly what I'm doing, except you're going to do it in your purpose because your product's going to be on the shelf right next to mine. This is not a one-man show. We all in this to win it. So iron sharpens iron. So me and you both going to have 50 books up there. We both going to have clients. We both going to be balling out of control. And everybody else that vibe with us. So this is about us. It's not about me. And so people are like, that sounds good, bro. Oh, hey, where do I sign up at? Because what is that? That's faith. So Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for. Now, the King Jimmy says something that's toe-curling. That's why in this verse, I actually like the King James. Now faith is the substance, and we can stop there. So you mean to tell me faith is a brick? Yes, it is, brother. Now, I know what you're thinking. I used to think the same thing until I started understanding science and quantum physics. And they say all matter, all physical things are made up out of non-physical objects. What? So atoms are made up of basically 90% of empty space. Huh? And you know that the atoms got subatomic particles. They got quarks and quinos. And those quarks and quinos, they got, you know, they got bosons and ions. And so each particle has particles. What? And we can just keep going on until Jesus comes back. So the particles have particles that 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 have particles to infinity and beyond. So everything is a mini version of a bigger version. What? That's the same thing I've been saying since I started this 20 years ago. You are an individual expression of a bigger expression. Hello, ring, ring. Did the light come on? Oh, it didn't come on? Okay, let me say it this way. You are a miniature version of a bigger version. Okay, the light still didn't come on. Okay, there is source. So you are source. You just a tiny speck of source. But you still source. You still source. And guess what? You can return back to source. You can connect with the higher version of yourself that connects with the higher version of yourself that connects with the higher version of yourself until you turn back to the original self. That's self-love. The ability to understand that Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ooh-wee. That'll preach right there. The evidence of things not seen. So your evidence, you should have evidence even though you can't see it. So I'm a millionaire even though I can't see my million. I got evidence. What is my evidence? My evidence is my faith. So what is faith? Okay, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So my hope is fulfilled. See, my hope is not The Bible says, it talks about, you know, my hope is in something. What is my hope in? Biology. My hope is in theology. My hope is in cosmology. My hope is in, and this is extremely important. Where's your hope? So my hope is in certain things. Primarily, God's righteousness. Now, don't have time to break that down. But once you understand that hope is a substance of things hoped for, Psalms 46 verse 1 talks about it. So God is our hope. God is the grantor of my destiny. So my hope is in my destiny. My hope is in my Numbers 6:3-9. So my hope gives me something called confidence. And then what does that confidence? What does that confidence do? Hebrews 11:2. For it, the elders obtained a good report. So if hope worked for everybody in the old school, and if you read Hebrews 11, it lists all of those people. They all accomplished great things just with hope, but not just blind hope, hope that was in something. Their hope was in their destiny, their numbers, but the substance behind their numbers, which we call God, a source. So you can connect to things outside the planet whenever you connect with source. So Hebrews 11:3 says it this way. Through faith, through hope, through understanding that I'm a 6339. I mean, I know what all of that means, but I know that that came from God. So my hope is in what came from God. My hope is not in what came from my mama or my daddy. My hope is not in my skin color. My hope is not in my trust fund or lack thereof. My hope is not in. In other words, I'm not putting faith in things that are man-made or that man gave me. My hope is in what God gave me. What did God give me? God gave me compassion. God gave me creativity. God made me a creator. And God gave me royalty, excellence, and style. My hope is in that. I don't have hope in nothing else but my innate attributes and characteristics. That's self-acceptance. That's self-love. That gives self-confidence. Without your putting your hope in something that is eternal, it's temporary. Somebody can come and take it. If you put hope like I did in my collar and my ordination papers, the Reverend Dr. Bishop who gave me that collar and that ordination, he could say, hey, dude, like they told me, Negro, we're going to defrock you. We're going to sit you down because you're not operating according to blankety blank blank. Okay, God doesn't do that. Because Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, meaning the things that are seen were made by things that are not seen. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we break that down as we go into the last piece of the puzzle that establishes, again, sex in the brain, where your neurons are having a Holy Ghost feel, tongue talking, water baptized, fire breathing party. In order for you to have a, basically, y'all remember them old school worship services? I don't know if you ever been there where everybody was slain in the spirit. Well, for your brain to have that kind of a worship experience 24/7, 365, you got to activate the lines, the meridian lines. You got to activate the 12 cranial nerves. And that brings or establishes what we call brain orgasm. So tomorrow we continue with the last piece of the puzzle. We talked about self-acceptance. Today we talked about self-love. We didn't talk a lot of the warm and fizzy stuff, right? Like everybody thinks self-love has to do with doing stuff to the self or for the self. No. Self-love has to do with getting a good, clear identity of the self. Self-love is clarity of self. Self-love has nothing to do with giving things to your flesh. Self-love has to do with identifying the spirit, not the flesh. To love yourself, that's the degree that you can love everyone else. In relationships, as I found out in my own relationship, the more clarity I have of myself, the more clarity I have of my wife, my children, my neighbor, and everybody else. To the degree that I understand myself, that is also the degree that I can understand my wife and everybody else. If I don't understand myself, I'm going to be like, yeah, Why is my wife doing that? I don't understand. How come she don't? I mean, what's going on? So anytime you have a relationship problem, you got a clarity problem. You can't see yourself. You can't see anybody else. Self-love is the best love. And self-love is clarity of the innate attributes and characteristics of yourself, not your flesh. Walk in the spirit. You cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. He has a name nobody can comprehend. May the S-U-M, the S-O-N, and the S-U-N continue to expose you to the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's at the part one of the Holy Spirit, because that's the teacher. It leads you and guides you into all truth. It will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers and my beautiful sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Don't you forget, Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.